USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A former President Clinton administration official and World Health Organization advisor, Jamie Metzl, said Monday, the United States should be aggressively investigating whether the COVID-19 virus originated from a virology lab in Wuhan, China. Metzl was canceled at the onset of the pandemic for pushing the fringe theory that the virus leaked from a Wuhan lab before claiming 3 million lives across the planet. Media outlets and leading political figures are starting to treat this as a serious possibility. A Florida sanitation worker was recently recognized and awarded in Hillsborough County for saving a young boy's life. In early February, Elias Cazada, a 7-year-old, was playing hide-and-seek in a garbage container. When the truck arrived, the garbage can was mechanically hoisted up and its contents dumped into the back of a truck. The driver noticed the boy through the surveillance camera and activated the emergency stop button. Waldo Fiddley, a garbage truck driver working for Waste Connections, is the hero. USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free healthcare for illegals. Bail out broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1-ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit AssetStrategies.com.
Actor and sex offender Bill Cosby was denied parole by the parole board in Pennsylvania. The board said a lot of factors went into its decision to rule against the comedian. They say he did not participate in a treatment program for sex offenders, and he failed to develop a parole release plan. Strike three was the fact that he got a negative recommendation from the Department of Corrections. In September 2018, Cosby was sentenced 3 to 10 years in prison. Now that the pandemic is winding down in America and over half of American adults are vaccinated, what's the status of Airbnbs? Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Airbnb is extending its global ban on parties on rental properties through the end of the summer. The company saying the policy has proven to be popular with their host community. Airbnb saying they will not tolerate behavior that disrupts neighbors or violates the trust of their host community. The company saying it will provide another update on the future of the policy at the end of the summer.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater. Available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
The mayor of Chicago, Lori Lightfoot, is being sued by several media outlets for her racist actions, limiting interviews by people based on the color of their skin. Judicial Watch and the Daily Caller News Foundation are seeking justice. Tom Fitton, the president of Judicial Watch, tells Fox News, Lightfoot's actions are wrong on many levels.
Well, we have this crazed woke approach to everything, and it's basically designed to discriminate against people because of their race, categorize people by groups, and in this day in age to have a government official deny access to reporters or any other American based on their race is just extraordinary. This is a civil rights lawsuit we filed for Thomas. Like it's the First Amendment and a law known back in the day as the Ku Klux Klan Act. It's incredible that we have to apply this law to the mayor of Chicago who sent out a letter detailing her effort to discriminate on the basis of race. This is a racist abuse of power, and we can philosophically disagree with this craziness, critical race theory, equity, and all of that. But this is a question of legality. The law's got to address this, and this isn't a matter of difference of philosophy. This is a question of whether the rule of law applies to the mayor of Chicago.
The complaint alleges that Lightfoot has since granted at least one interview request from a self-identified Latino reporter, but declined or failed to respond to interview requests from white reporters. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.